Mothers of Gaza lay in ruins, pushing 85% of the enclave's population into internal displacement amid a crippling blockade of food, clean water, and medicine, according to the UN. The Zionist regime stands accused of genocide at the International Court of Justice, which in January issued an interim ruling that ordered it to stop genocidal acts and take measures to guarantee that humanitarian assistance is provided to civilians in Gaza.
Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين.
Peace be upon you, all trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother.
Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam was brought up under the care of the Holy Prophet Muhammad when he was just a small child. And so in this manner, the foundation of the moral and spiritual education of this magnificently intelligent child was based by the Prophet of Islam himself, the greatest educator of all mankind. Imam Ali's mental faculties were to an extent that he believed in the Holy Prophet and his mission at the tender age of 8. Therefore, Imam Ali, contrary to the other companions of the Holy Prophet, had never worshipped idols and never partook in the unreasonable demands, the oppressive actions, or the unjust acts of the Arab chieftains. Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So one of the very interesting events that occur in the life of Imam Ali alayhi salam is the event of Yawm al-Dar. So this is Yawm, means the day of Dar. So Dar is like the closest of kin, the near relatives, and it's translated in various different ways. So it is the day of the closest of kins. Now, this is in the early era of the history of Islam, and the event of Yawm al-Dar is an event in which the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household,
was told and commanded, I guess ordered by the Almighty Allah, to invite the nearest of kin towards Islam. So this is in an era still where the Muslims are very few in number, perhaps in the handful. And so this public proclamation in this kind of a manner, this is the first public proclamation of the message of Islam and the prophethood of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, to the people, right? A public announcement to the people. And so the first people that are to be invited are these near relatives of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him. So it is in this event we find that, you know, at the house of Abu Talib, and Abu Talib alayhi salam, the father of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the uncle of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and of course the protector and defender of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, Abu Talib alayhi salam, he invites the great leaders of the closest of kin. And, you know, as you know, this event occurs three times, because the first time the people came and they ate and they left. The second time the people came, they ate, and when the Prophet wanted to say something, again they left. And the third time, it was Abu Talib alayhi salam apparently who stopped these individuals from leaving so that the Holy Prophet could proclaim his message and again publicly announce to these closest of relatives the prophethood and the mission of Islam. And so after he announced that I'm bringing to you the best of things and this is Islam and I'm a prophet and a messenger on behalf of the Almighty Allah, then he says, well, who will be my aid, who will be my supporter, you know, who will help me in this endeavor? And it is here that a relatively young Imam Ali alayhi salam, you know, he was probably 11 or 12 or 13, you know, depends upon the historical dates, but he was a young boy really. And at this point he stands up and he says that I will support you. And so the Prophet says, no, you know, let's see what these other people have to say. And again Imam Ali stands up, and the third time that none of the other people wanted to accept this brotherhood or the Holy Prophet, that Imam Ali alayhi salam a third time stands up and he requests this. And so it is at this point that the Holy Prophet says that Ali is my brother, he is my vice regent, he is my successor, he is the executor of my will. Well, there you have it. It shows you that even though sometimes we're young, we have opportunities come towards us in which we can prove ourselves, in which we can really show what we're made of. And so age is not a differentiating manner. It is not a barrier. It's not an obstacle. Whether we are young or old or middle-aged, we all have the opportunity to prove ourselves to the Almighty Allah and stay upon the straight path. A very beautiful lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: ما أضمر أحد شيئا إلا ظهر في فلتات لسانه وصفحات وجهه.
Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, "Whenever a person conceals a thing in his heart, it manifests itself through unintentional words from his tongue and in the expressions of his face."
Now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
So we have Ali ibn Abi Talib, man indahu ilmul kitab. On that level, just second person in the universe after Rasulullah. And so the person who kills him, Rasulullah, in the khutbah that I presented yesterday, describes Ibn Muljim as Ashqul Awwaleen wal Akhireen. Ali had the Ilmul Awwaleen wal Akhireen. And the person who killed Ali was the most wretched of all the ummas who came before and who came later on. Shaqawat, this is opposite of Sa'adat. Sa'adat means to be fortunate, to be blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaqawat is the opposite of that. And the reason why Ibn Muljim was such, because he had a heart which was filled with the hatred of Ali ibn Abi Talib. And Rasulullah had said that, O Ali, nobody will love you but a mu'min, and nobody will hate you but a munafiq. Yet Ali was even just, more than just, kind with his own, you know, killer. We talked about it yesterday also, the night before also. A person who has been struck right there is going through the pain, trying to hold the blood from coming out. You know, Hassan al-Mushtaba is carrying has placed the head of the father on his lap. And at that time, Ibn Muljim comes. Any normal human being, the reaction would be to express hatred towards that person. But what does this Imam of Adil do? No, not the Imam of Adil. He is the Imam of Rahmah. He is the Imam of Ra'fa. He is the kind and merciful Imam. Says to his son Hassan, that look at him. Look at his face. Look at his eyes. You can see fear. Because of course everybody was cursing him. People are trying to beat him at that time. And he says, Oh my son, I advise you to treat him also. He is your prisoner now. He is your asir. Treat him with kindness. Especially make sure that you do not forget his meals and his food.
At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my Master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the fully, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
Ha! تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.
Comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio. Palestinian Islamic Jihad was founded in the late 70s by a group of Palestinian youth. These young Palestinian men, including the founder of the movement, Fatih Shaqaghi, were studying at Egyptian universities. Meanwhile, Arabs and Muslims were ignoring the Palestinian cause and did not consider it a central cause of the Arab and Muslim world. They also neglected the importance of the Islamic aspect of the cause. As a result, the Palestinian Islamic Jihad was developed as an idea and a project to revive the Islamic thought in Palestine.
The organizational core of the Islamic Jihad movement formed in Egypt. The first group of us consisted of students in the Egyptian universities. The founder, Dr. Fatih Shaqaghi, may Allah bless his soul, saw that there must be an Islamic frame to include the answers to the hard Palestinian questions. How does Islam view Palestine? And what is the role of the Islamic movement in the most critical causes of this era?
When Dr. Fatih Shaqaghi came with his ideas and vision stating that Palestine should not be forgotten as a central cause of the Islamic nation and its uniqueness shall not be forgotten, I found what I was missing. I found my missing vision through the ideas of Abu Ibrahim Fatih Shaqaghi. May Allah bless his soul.
In the early 80s, Dr. Fatih Shaqaghi, along with a number of young Palestinian men, returned to Palestine to build the organizational base for the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. The movement started the battle of popular and political mobilization, relying on the fact that the whole of Palestine, from its sea to its river, is an Islamic endowment, and that it's religiously impermissible to give up a single grain of its sand.
According to the principles of the Islamic Jihad, it is a Palestinian Islamic movement. This means that the main battlefield is Palestine from its sea to its river. The main goal of the movement is to raise Allah's word in earth through following the Islamic legislation and through ending the occupation.
The idea of the Islamic Jihad movement started to take shape for the population and spread among the intellectuals of Palestinians in universities and cultural or intellectual institutions. It also played a role in advocacy in mosques.
All this has finally led to the emergence of what is called the Islamic Jihad movement on the land of Palestine. It was meant to shoulder the responsibility to encounter the occupation as the secular stream was withdrawing away from resistance.
The Palestinian Islamic Jihad became famous at a time when patriotic operations against the Israeli occupation had stopped. The Israeli occupation became a tyrant, and the West Bank and the Gaza Strip became easy for the Israeli settlers, who wandered freely in the streets to shop and buy goods for a lower price than they were used to in their own settlements.
Yes, the factions of the Liberation Organization were absent. The Palestinians were doing and saying nothing. Therefore, the Arab countries were pushing the Palestinians towards solutions and compromises.
In the period of the mid-80s, Rabin was announcing the Iron Fist policy on the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. I saw myself how the Israeli occupation was insulting and humiliating the Palestinian youth.
The Zionist enemy was escalating. They were spreading in all the lanes, streets, and squares of Palestine. However, the movement was convinced that its ideas would never have the historical credibility unless they are used practically.
The resistance work of the members of the Islamic Jihad movement started when they were able to implement some operations of self-defense against the Israeli occupation and its settlers. These settlers killed and humiliated the Palestinians. That was the beginning of a new revolution that the occupation did not expect on the Palestinian land.
I clearly remember how the Israeli occupation army killed my grandfather with cold blood in 1967 for no reason. I used to watch how my mother felt. And few years later, my maternal uncle was imprisoned. He spent many years in prison, through which he was tortured in many ways. I also remember when I was 7 years old, I went to visit him. I saw all the torturing marks on his body. So all the things I lived in my childhood played a major role in shaping my national and Islamic character to defend this enemy.
Most of the operations that happened were in response to the occupation crimes. In early 80s, Khalid al-Juwaidi, the released detainee fighter, Ahmad Abu Hassira, al-Hassani, and many others implemented simple operations because they had no big facilities.
The Palestinian Islamic Jihad adopted the armed resistance as an important way to liberate Palestine, and therefore made the members of the movement targets of the occupation. And many leaders of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad were imprisoned, as the occupation thought they would influence the movement and destroy it by that.
We were imprisoned in 1983. We were the first purely Islamic group to enter the Israeli jails. So the first declared Islamic group was imprisoned in the Israeli jails because of the issue of the Islamic Talia magazine. Dr. Fadi al-Shikaki, may Allah bless his soul, was imprisoned on March 2, 1986. That was preceded by the imprisonment of Ahmed Abu Hassira and Muhammad al-Hassani, who were released in the last prisoner exchange deal. Investigations have revealed information about the implementation of more than 8 jihadi operations by the Islamic Jihad movement that were not announced at the time. The last of those was the Operation of Gaza Square, which I think was in February 1986.
The Zionist studies confirmed that members of the Islamic Jihad movement are increasing in number, and the fame of the movement has spread among all the Palestinians. In addition, its militant wing today has a strong influence on the battlefield with the Zionist enemy, which is much stronger than it used to be.
Since the foundation of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, its weapons have been developing. At the beginning, they depended on simple means, like stones and knives. Then they used guns and implemented patriotic operations recently. They have had rockets that were used in late 2012.
There was development and progression of the militant work of the Islamic Jihad. In late 80s, there was a humble militant wing with little facilities called the Sword of Islam. Most of its members were assassinated, then they moved to the Jihadi Islamic Force, Al-Qassam, in 2000. With Al-Aqsa Intifada and after the assassination of most of the leaders of Al-Qassam and the imprisonment of others, another wing was formed, which is the present Al-Quds Brigade. It is probably the most distinguished and powerful. In addition to the power and the tactical ability of the fighters, it is important to have qualitative weapons. From the beginning, there were knives, then bullets, then explosive devices, then weapons were developed to become local-made rockets. These rockets reached Ascalon, then Ashdod. Then in the last war, the Eight-Day War, the rockets reached Tel Aviv and Tel Asabi and other distant areas.
These rockets were able to create a military nightmare for the Zionist enemy. They could make a new equation in confronting the Zionist enemy, telling them that today is the day of victory and there is a balance of horror. We can also say that there is an equation to combat after the operation of Cast Lead and the Eight-Day War with the Zionist enemy.
The power of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad reached its peak during the Blue Sky War, or the Stones of Sigil. The resistance movements in Gaza used those names for the war begun by the Israeli army on 14th of November 2012. The Israeli army called it the Pillar of Cloud. In that war, the Israeli occupation could not stop the resistance. So they called for help, and a ceasefire was then declared, a truce that the Palestinian Islamic Jihad was a part of.
Jihad has emerged as the main power, and there cannot be any truce without the Islamic Jihad. Therefore, the Islamic Jihad was present because of its presence and steadfastness in the battle and the ability to manage in the Eight-Day War. So the negotiations continued between Hamas and the Islamic Jihad movement to express the internal unity of resistance. In addition, that was meant to express the shared confrontation and field that was reflected in the political presence in Cairo in the mutual negotiations with the Israeli occupants.
Since the moment Tel Aviv, the enemy has been thinking of stopping the conflict. However, we did not allow that because it would have made its goals come true while we still had not collected the fragments from the streets. We did not allow that to happen, so we carried on in this battle until now so that the enemy knows that its message has failed. The assassination of martyr al-Jabari and the killing of the Palestinian people cost the Israelis dearly. The enemy has to think twice before taking such a step and realize that the resistance has reached a point where there's no return.
The great support for the Palestinian Islamic Jihad by the population made it intensify its efforts and enhance its other peaceful means to achieve its goals to liberate Palestine. Therefore, the movement wanted to put education on top of its list of social services for the Palestinian people, starting from kindergartens to universities.
Our kindergarten is a deep-rooted kindergarten that was founded 20 years ago. It provides services to the marginalized areas in the Gaza Strip, like the distant areas by the borders. It provides services to all categories like people of martyrs' families and prisoners' families. The services include the poor families like the children of the workers who stopped working.
The Islamic Jihad movement tried to contribute to the society.
It established hospitals, centers for handicap care, and kindergartens. It also has a strong presence in universities, academies, and syndicates of different professions and fields. One never feels that the Islamic Jihad movement is only a bullet against Israel.
The Palestinian Islamic Jihad contributed to providing social services through charitable organizations. These organizations take care of the families of the martyrs, the prisoners, and the wounded who have been targeted by the Israeli occupation army that destroys life in Palestine with all means.
I'm the father of martyr Mervat Masood. In fact, the situation is hard, but thank Allah, then Mujahid Al-Quds Foundation that helps the families of martyrs. It fulfills their needs and provides medications too. The foundation pays the families visits in Eids and different occasions and helps them as much as it can. Thanks to Allah.
I am Abdul Fattah Mahmoud Juda, the father of martyr Mahmoud Juda. I visit Mujahid Al-Quds Foundation for help. I would like to thank them for the efforts they exert for me and for the daughters, the wife, and the mother of the martyr. His daughters and wife receive a monthly allowance and good care. With the help of Allah, his mother was sick, needed a disc surgery, and could not walk for 6 months. With the help of Allah, Mujahid Al-Quds Foundation paid the entire expenses of the surgery.
We in the Islamic Jihad movement felt that we should establish an institution to take care of the families of the martyrs, prisoners and fighters in the occupation prisons. This includes the prisoners and the wounded there who need permanent and continuous medical care or social services for the families of the martyrs and their children.
The family of martyr Mervat Masood is one of the families that became poor. Then, fatal diseases invaded the bodies of the parents. These diseases require many medications, and they may need to travel abroad.
This is true. I am the father of the commando Mervat Masood. Her mother is a cancer patient. We went to Mujahid Al-Quds Foundation and they stood by us in an honorable way. Until now, every time we travel for medical treatment, they try to help us as much as they can.
I am a sick woman and our financial status is hard, but thank Allah, Mujahid Al-Quds Foundation helped when my husband and I traveled to receive medical treatment. Going to Israel is cheaper, but we are not allowed, so the foundation helped us to go to Egypt.
Among those whom the Palestinian Islamic Jihad did not forget are the men targeted by the Israeli occupation warplanes and tanks. They had their body limbs amputated or became handicapped because of their injuries. They are still receiving medical treatment and care. The specialized entities of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad are sponsoring them and providing them with all their needs to have dignified lives.
In fact, such an institution rises above the hard reality we live because of the circumstances our Palestinian nation is going through. This includes the unjust Israeli siege. These institutions support the civilian society inside the Gaza Strip and try to help people overcome their pain and troubles as much as possible. They also exert every effort, so they are like light in the life of the wounded people and the civilian society.
As I was heading to work in Gaza through Al-Safdawi Street, I was surprised by a Zionist bombing. The Zionist targeting caused me wounds and damage in the left side of my body, specifically in my left arm and leg. When I was at the hospital, Mohjat al-Quds institution took care of me. It provided my medicine and needs as a patient. It also provided me with a bed and many other necessary things.
I was injured on April 5, 2011. My legs were amputated. I traveled with the help of Mohjat al-Quds Foundation. I left for a year and went to Syria to receive the treatment. Then from there I left to Iran and I received a complete treatment. Our brothers in Iran did their best with the medication. Thank God, I had artificial limbs in Iran and as you can see, I can walk normally.
The services were not limited to those who were targeted by the occupation. They were expanded to more than that when the Palestinian Islamic Jihad established hospitals and medical clinics that provide services to all the Palestinians, especially those who live in the poor and distant neighborhoods.
I have diabetes and I had a cut with glass. I came here and they helped me with the treatment. I come here every day to change the plaster on the cut. I do not go anywhere else. Thank God, changing the plaster is for free because my financial status is hard. I have had this disease for a long time. It's not new.
This center established 1 year ago. We were established in the 1st of January 2013, and we are now coming to the second year of providing this service in this area. And this area of in Gaza Strip camps, it is a very isolated area. There is no any health centers here. And those people are very poor people, and they need the health service, and they are away from hospitals and other health centers.
Thus, the Palestinian Islamic Jihad had to develop its media, which became one of the most influential tools for the local, Arab, and international audiences. Therefore, the movement had its own position that could not be ignored among the Palestinian people. It also had an Islamic, Arab, and international presence as a Palestinian resistance faction.
Now there are many websites for the Islamic Jihad on the internet. There are radio stations and a TV channel. There are some publications and books distributed with the title of Islamic Jihad. We believe completely that the media has a role in general life. As for Palestine, that became the site of this brutal conflict, media become that much more important. Media have great significance to express the situation and combat the Israeli aggression, which is using the weapons of modern media too.
We thank the Islamic Jihad movement that supported and defended this radio station. We in this station carry the Palestinian cause and make the cause of the prisoners a priority by focusing on it. It is merely a humanitarian cause as we care about them. We also have our own program cycle in which we combine the prisoners' affairs with the public affairs. The prisoners in jails also want to listen to and know what happens outside.
The last polls confirmed that Al-Quds radio station and the prisoners' station were of the most popular stations among the Palestinian population. Although their fund and facilities come from the Islamic Jihad movement, their language is not partisan. Moreover, our weapons will continue being present in front of the Zionist enemy as long as there is an occupied land and sacred places being Judaized and a siege imposed on the people of the Gaza Strip. It will be there as long as there is continuous Zionist cruelty against our land, people, sanctities, and prisoners inside the jails too. The weapons of the Islamic Jihad never stop.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه. السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Here we are with brothers Ali Nasir, Hussein Ruhullah, Hassan Nasrullah, and Fawad Haider. Everyone is fine?
Yes, sir.
All right, Hussein is fine. Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Fawad Haider?
Fine, sir.
All right, and Hassan?
Fine, sir.
So everyone is fine, alhamdulillah, here. So brothers and sisters, we hope you are fine and happy, inshallah. So, inshallah, today we will talk about ayah 79 of Surah An-Nisa on page 90. So, Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, like you, we recommend our brothers and sisters to open their Quran, inshallah, and listen to the recitation along with us, right? Let's go and listen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما أصابك من حسنة فمن الله وما أصابك من سيئة فمن نفسك وأرسلناك للناس رسولا وكفى بالله شهيدا.
That was amazing. MashaAllah, MashaAllah, the reciter, MashaAllah. So I will read it, this ayah, and let's see what Allah Almighty says in the Book of Guidance in the Quran in this ayah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ma asabaka min hasanatin famin Allah. Wa ma asabaka min sayyatin فمن نفسك وأرسلناك للناس رسولا وكفى بالله شهيدا. So what does Allah Almighty say? ما أصابك من حسنة فمن الله. Whatever good things, good happenings, okay, adventures befalls you is from Allah Almighty. Okay. وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ سَيِّئَةٍ فَمِنْ نَفْسِكَ. And whatever ill or evil befalls you is from
your nafs.
Your nafs, yourself. مِنْ نَفْسِكَ, yourself. وَأَرْسَلْنَاكَ لِلنَّاسِ رَسُولًا. O Prophet, we sent you as an apostle, a messenger to mankind. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا. And Allah suffices as a witness. Allah is enough as a witness. Okay, in the previous ayah, like أينما تكونوا يدركم الموت ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة. So they, like people, had this belief. Okay, talking to the Prophet, they were saying that Allah Almighty says from there, Allah Almighty quotes them. Okay, says what? وإن تصبهم حسنة يقولوا هذه من عند الله. Whenever good things happen to the people, okay, they would say that وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ حَسَنَةٌ يَقُولُ هَذِهِ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. They would say, oh yeah, this is a good thing. Then وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ. If something bad happens to them, what would they say? They would say that يَقُولُ هَذِهِ مِنْ عِنْدِ. Oh Prophet, you did it. You're in charge of this. Why did you tell us? Why did you tell us? Okay. Actually, this kind of, it means that they are complaining the Prophet, okay, this way. And this is not good. So Allah Almighty says in this ayah that مَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ حَسَنَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Look, whatever good things happen to you, it's from Allah Almighty. It's the blessing of Allah Almighty. Okay? وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ سَيِّئَةٍ فَمِنْ نَفْسِكَ. If something bad happens to you, it's not because Allah, God forbid, نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, Allah is bad. Allah is evil, God forbid. Okay? It happens, Allah Almighty make this happen, okay, to you. No, it's because of you. Why? There is. I think Fawad is gonna ask.
So
the
what
question.
If it is? It's something bad happens to you in the term of punishment.
Look.
So you can blame.
So why Allah Almighty punishes us? It's because Allah Almighty is punishing. He punishes us, or no? It's because of ourselves.
What? So it's
no,
still.
Wait.
So still, the bad things that happen to us is because of our own. Acts.
Yeah, your own sayya, your own sins. Why does a teacher, for example, a teacher had given you homework, okay? So you didn't do your assignments. Why does the teacher punish you, for example? Is it because the teacher is bad? Huh? You have not done what you were supposed to do. Okay? So it means that sometimes because of imperfection, we are not perfect. So we might not know a lot of things, okay, the reasons, or we might fall into mistakes, okay? So these mistakes have, like, what? Results. The results will be, like, punishing from Allah Almighty, sometimes reminders from Allah Almighty, okay? These things. So we don't have to think, like, Allah Almighty, God forbid, He is our enemy, so He makes us fall into trouble, He makes us feel pain, for example, these things. No. وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ سَيِّئَةٍ فَمِنْ نَفْسِكَ وَأَرْسَلْنَاكَ لِلنَّاسِ رَسُولًا. That's the last point I want to say. Allah Almighty tells to the Prophet that وَأَرْسَلْنَاكَ لِلنَّاسِ or لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
لِلنَّاسِ.
What does nas mean?
Humankind.
People. Humankind. Not only Muslims. Sir. So our Prophet is the last messenger of Allah Almighty, and it is not a prophet for only and only Muslims. Alright, only and only for Muslims, no. For the humankind. Rahmatan lil
alamin.
That's all. Okay? Refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah. Learn more, the details, the explanations. Alright? Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasr.
Yeah,
and
yes.
Our brothers and sisters.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So, time to go to?
Tajweed rules.
Let's mention some of the important ones. مَا أَصَابَكَ. مَا has a light sound, an A sound. أَصَابَكَ has an A sound. So, this A sound is called heavy sound. The A sound is called light sound. So we got light letters. We got what?
Heavy letters.
Heavy letters. Whenever you have the heavy letters with the alif mat or with the fatha, you pronounce them heavily. So these are the heavy letters. One. Huh? Tell us the eight heavy letters.
Of.
Let's in order. Kha. Ra. Huh? After Sheen, what is there?
Saad,
Daad, Daad, Ta, Dha, in order, all of them. Ta, Saad, Daad, Ta, Dha, Kha, Ra, Ghain, and the final one? Qaf. Okay, so these eight letters. So whenever they have alif mat with them, you should pronounce them with an A sound. For example, Asabaka, do not read it Asabaka. Asabaka. When you pronounce it with a heavy sound, the pronunciation of the letter sad as well becomes correct. If you say asabaka, it becomes a seen. Asabaka, it becomes a sad. Very easy. Asabaka. All right.
Yeah.
That's it. Ma asabaka. The mad is not wajib here. So min hasanatin about tanween and nun sakin, we have a lot of like four different rules. I mean, like idgham, ikhfa, huh? Tell us.
Idhar,
and iqlab. So, min hasanatin, min hasanatin. Nun sakin plus ha. It matters. The letter that comes after nun sakin or tanwin matters, okay? It tells you what rule you have to apply here. If there is ha, ha, hamza, ayn, ghain, kha, change nothing. Just read the way it is. If, for what, tell us, the six yarmulun letters?
Ya, ra, mim, lam, waw,
nun. So these five, six letters, whenever they appear right after the tanwin or nun sakin, what rule do we apply, Hussein?
Idgham.
So what does idgham mean?
To hide?
No, are you sure?
To merge.
Or join them together. Good job. Yes. Thank you so much. Okay. So you merge, you join them together. For example, we have, we don't have it here, yes? Oh, فَمِن نَفْسِك. Look. وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِن سَيَّاتٍ فَمِن نَفْسِك. Nun, ساكن plus nun. Merge them. فَمِن نَفْسِك. So what if we have the letter ba, Hassan? The letter ba right after the tanwin or nun sakin. You apply the rule?
Iqlab.
Iqlab. You change the sound of nun to a meme sound and then hide the sound of meme. Pronounce it hiddenly. Very simple. So we don't have an example here for iqlab. But for the rest of the letters, you apply the rule?
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa. So what does it mean?
It means to hide the sound
of. Got it. So the nun sound or the tanwin. Tanwin is actually the nun sound. So how do you hide it? N sound is pronounced with a nasal sound. Read it. This is nun.
Yes.
Hide it. Okay?
Exactly.
So, for example, you got this example. وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ حَسَنَةٍ This way. Just murmur with yourself. Okay? This is the nun sound. مِنْ حَسَنَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ فَمِنْ نَفْسِكَ. Look, nun is pronounced correctly here.
Yeah?
But with ikhfa, it is not pronounced correctly. Correctly, I mean completely. So, فَوَدْ وَأَرْسَلْنَاكَ أَرْسَلْنَاكَ. Ra is pronounced
heavily.
تَفْخِيمُ الرَّا. Alright.
Yes.
Whenever the ra has a fatha or there is a fatha sound before, you pronounce it heavily. أَرْسَلْنَاكَ لِلنَّاسِ نُنْ مُشَدَّدْ رَسُولًا changes to
رَسُولًا.
In case you stop here.
Yes.
So, Jim is there. Jim tells you, you can
stop or continue.
If you stop, Rasulan, the tanwin fatha changes to
Alif Mad.
How do you read it? Rasulan.
Rasula.
La. Okay. If you continue, tanwin plus waw.
Rasula.
You join it to the next word.
Idgham.
All right. You apply the rule idgham. Merge them.
Rasulan wa kafa billahi shahida.
Shahidan also changes to shahida.
I have a question.
Yes.
So ra, if it's sakin, if there's any other vowel before the letter waw, like, and fatha has a kasra, then it is still pronounced heavily or lightly.
Look at the
or
letter
completely
right before.
Depends.
No, at the letter right before the ra.
So
there is a hamza.
So ra's So ra's vowel is not important.
The ra, if it has a vowel, you pay attention to its vowel sound. If it is sakin, you look at the letter before it. The sound before it. If it is a kasra, for example, ir, you read. Okay? Or ar, ir, ar. Look, e sound, a sound. If there is an a sound, ar, heavily. If there is an e sound, lightly, ir. Got it?
And what about dhamma?
Dhamma, that's heavy. Or. So, that's it. Let's practice the recitation. And alhamdulillah, we've mentioned the important tajweed rules. Ready?
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, listen and repeat, please. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
ما أصابك من حسنة فمن الله
ما أصابك من حسنة فمن الله
وما أصابك من سيئة فمن نفسك
وما أصابك من سيئة فمن نفسك
وأرسلناك للناس رسولا
وأرسلناك للناس رسولا
وكفى بالله شهيدا
وكفى بالله شهيدا
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us. We hope inshallah this session was useful for you. علي ناصر فواد حسن and حسين, thank you so much. Thanks a bundle. Inshallah, Allah bless you inshallah. Thanks for being with us. Allah Almighty bless you all. See you in the next session. Thanks to Arab English Radio and Sevio International Schools Network. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
We are with you. What about you? Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.
Dozens of Palestinians are killed in fresh Israeli strikes on Gaza as the overall death toll is fast approaching 35,000. The Israeli premier renewing his threat of a ground invasion of Rafah despite diplomatic efforts to reach a ceasefire. The U.S. and France intensify a crackdown on spreading pro-Palestine student protests as the UN voices concerns about heavy-handed response. I'm Behrouz Najafi. It's good to have you with us. The U.S.-Israeli genocide in Gaza is grinding on amid